Morning, church. Richard, thank you for reading a very powerful passage, one that's very familiar to us, on a topic that's really important. The word love was used 27 times in that passage. Does anyone want to tell me what calendar day of the month today is? The 27th. That can't be a coincidence. I think when you look at this passage and the topic of love, it is that important. And I think as Christians, we intellectually, we spiritually get it. We understand that God is love and that we are to love others. But we're in a world that teaches us something different. We're in a world where love is kind of that ooey-gooey, fooey feeling right in here of how I feel about someone. And God's love is completely different. We know the term agape love, or the type of unconditional love, is what God is talking about here. It's the type of love that's expressed to others through words and through actions, and it's not conditionally based upon how that person is feeling or what they have done to reciprocate that love. And I think we also get it that within a family, a church family especially, or with people that we surround ourselves with, that showing love is relatively easy. Not always, but it's relatively easy. What God is asking us to do is to show love to others who we may not necessarily feel it, or we may not even necessarily deserve it. But let's go back to Richard's passage, or the passage that Richard read. I think it's really important to distinguish between God's love and our love. God doesn't love us for who we are. God loves us because of who he is. And I think there's a clear distinction there that we don't deserve this love. We don't deserve his grace. But he loves us that much. He sent his son to die as an atoning sacrifice for all of our collective sins. And we don't deserve that. Now, I think why that's important when you think about this is that that's why sometimes, as my mom used to say, we need to act better than we feel. And the love that we're to show, God's love to others, is manifested in our words, in our actions, and in our deeds. And that means sometimes when we're not feeling it, you know, think of that seesaw type thing. We may not be feeling it down here, but we certainly need to be showing love, specifically showing God's love to someone else. And hey, you know, we deal sometimes with difficult people. Amen. Sometimes we're the difficult person. Amen. A friend of mine used to refer to them as EGRs. Anyone ever heard of that three-letter acronym before? Extra grace required. Those are the times, family. Those are the times when, you know, we may be the EGR, or we're interacting with someone. I want you to pause and reflect on that today and the rest of this week, that we are to show God's love. And this, here's why it's important. This is where I'll start transitioning into prayer. When we show that kind of love to others, it's not about us. It has nothing to do with us. But we're the vessel to show that love, because then God's glory is honored. God is glorified. God is seen. God is manifested there for someone who may not know God at all. And I think that's why it's that important. It's not just about showing love to those that are around us that we're comfortable in doing that with. Sometimes that means we need to be extending to others that same type of love, God's love, that we certainly didn't deserve, but we're gracious recipients of. And that we have a lot to be thankful for. So part of my prayer this morning, after the prayer, the praise team will come up and we'll do the invitation. And the theme of, you may have thought that because there's 27 frequency of love, and it's the 27th, that my reflection was going to be 27 minutes long, and no, that's not going to be the case. It's going to be more like 2.7 minutes long. But I will lead us in prayer, and then following that, the praise team will come up, and then we'll do our invitation. Good morning, Father. I thank you for this day that's before all of us. I thank you for being here a part of this church family, being in your presence. We acknowledge you as our Father, as our Creator, as our Lord and Savior, and we're thankful for all of your love, all of your provision, all of your blessings in our lives. And we pray, Father, that we can always be in a position to see what you see, to hear what you hear, and to love what you love, and to love as you love. Help us always to be mindful of that, Father, and know that we're always and can be in a position to showing love, serving others, each and every day that we have. Thank you, Father, and it's in the precious name of Jesus that we pray. Amen. So as the praise team is coming up, this is a time for our invitation, and the invitation can serve as two purposes. If you don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, it's the perfect opportunity to come forward and proclaim his name. You can start your spiritual journey right here, and we can help you with that. Even if you have questions about it and you're curious about it, we would also like to be able to help you there. So as we sing this morning, the invitation is extended to you. Let's sing.